Series 1176.
Accept the quarterly Technology Oversight Committee report from the Chief Administrative Officer.
Colleagues, this
Mayor, can I just acknowledge for the record that we're actually taking up a time certain at a time certain? And I just, this is progress.
Well, it's only going to last until we change our clocks again at the end of the week, no doubt.
Whether this was planned or this is just dumb luck, I think we're on the right track. So
dumb luck. Colleagues, this is the quarterly Technology Oversight Committee report from the Chief Administrative Officer, Tom Reinhart, and represents the reporting period from July through September of 2017. This committee, as you all know, meets monthly with project sponsors to review any issues or concerns that might pop up, and then they share those issues with the City Council and city staff. For this report, we're going to hear about two specific projects. The first is the BDS Portland Online Permitting System, otherwise known as POPS. And the second is BTS, the Data Center Move Project. I'll now turn it over to our TOC representatives and staff to provide us with the report. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Jen Clodius, Senior Management Analyst with the Office of Management
and Finance. And Jen, I'm sorry to interrupt. Commissioner Fish, I think, is referring to our monitors.
Now we have it.
We've struggled with the monitors. Colleagues, the monitors are actually going to be replaced as part of the upgrade. They've looked at these. These are hopelessly antiquated, so we're all going to have new monitors.
Well, I just wanted to declare, we now have the PowerPoint on our monitors. So.
Right, you only show PowerPoints. The TV screen isn't on yours, but it's working.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So thank you. Sorry to interrupt. I apologize.
So with me are Jeff Baer, Director of BTS, Mike Lynch for Commissioner Saltzman, and Josh Mitchell, who was appointed by former Commissioner Novak. Your other TOC members are Ken Neubauer for Commissioner Fish, Dr. Wilf Pinfold, appointed by former Mayor Hales, and Diana Garcia for Commissioner Fritz. The TOC, as the mayor said, advises the Chief Administrative Officer, Tom Reinhart. We are here to present the information from the TOC's quarterly report to Mr. Reinhart for July through September, that quarter, as the mayor said. The TOC followed two projects, the POPS and the Data Center Move. Recently, TOC has been working with the City Budget Office on their software RFP. We will project each project's dashboard. The dashboard contains information from the project management staff, from the quality assurance folks, and the TOC. Mike and Jeff and Josh will do the updates.
Josh Mitchell, Director of Engineering with Phase 2 Technology. I've been serving on the TOC for close to 5 years now. It's been a long haul. So I will take POPS because I've been here almost the entire time that the previous project existed. I will say that we've been very impressed with the continued discovery process, the stopgaps that are being put in place to ensure that the next project is highly successful. We've been impressed with the effort to do the upgrade to Amanda 6 database for the purpose of getting the data center move complete and stable and working well with that project. That has been good.
I could just interrupt you. First of all of you tried to not explain the acronyms. And secondly, I've been wanting to know for years, what does Amanda stand for?
I actually don't think it's an acronym. It's just what they named
it. It's a pet name for the computer, like
Commissioner Fritz, I think over 70% of the voters made very clear they understood what Amanda stood for.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
It is the name of the platform that would run reporting and the services behind reporting for the Bureau of Development Services. So,
thank you.
That is Amanda. And there is a concerted effort to ensure that the future project will be successful and put it together in a way that it can be. This last presentation that we received from the team was really focused on how approaches to make sure that can be successful. So we have not included a red, green, blue, red, yellow, green status because we don't feel that the project is at a start point yet. But we are happy to see that discovery is proceeding as it should. So that is the feedback that we can provide at this time.
Thank you.
And I'll add a couple more comments to Josh. And for the record, I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Technology Services and appreciate the opportunity to be in front of the council to talk about these two projects. They're both very important. Obviously, the POPS program, we're taking it into a new phase to upgrade the existing system. Some significant issues that occurred over the reporting period were to get it up to a supported version, version 6, so that was good news. We have been out of support for quite a number of years, so that actually having the vendor support the system was a relatively big milestone for us to achieve during this reporting period. We are now moving forward into the next phase. We've just recently hired an outside external consultant for quality assurance to come in, review our plan, and also to make sure that we are on the right implementation approach. We've heard very loud and clear from our TOC members that we don't want to go forward with a big bang approach. We want to look at it for putting it into different cycles of implementation, and we are on that track as well. We've been working very closely with Commissioner Daly and her staff to make sure that they're informed as we are making progress and have a really good partnership arrangement with the Bureau of Development Services and the group that we are putting together to put that in place. So appreciate that support.
The other project is the data center move.
Hi, I'm Michael Lynch. Happy to be here for the first time. So this is a project that actually is nearly done. So it's actually a no news is good news situation. So I've been on the TOC for about a year, and I've seen this project move into execution mode really effectively. And there's really, at this point, not much risk. It's going to wrap up next month, since it's the first, I can say that. And no real risks. I think it's probably the best data center move I've ever seen.
Great. I would second that. It has been a very effective data center move.
Considering the complexity and the retiring of old systems and old hardware, you know, it was very, very smooth, very well run.
And I'll just add a couple of quick updates. As of this week, we're actually 90% complete with the project and migrating all the applications out of the Portland building into the new location out in Washington County. So that's a major accomplishment. And the last 10%, we're on track to get that completed here in the next couple of weeks. We move very quickly after that into what we call decommissioning phase, so decommissioning all the hardware, the servers, whatever's left in the Portland building. And right behind us is the construction crew ready to start the remodel of the Portland building. So we've got a hard deadline in December to meet. We're on track to do that. So really pleased to see that occur. Our next major phase of this project, which we'll get into early next year, is disaster recovery and backup. We have a site located in Denver, Colorado, so we'll have a backup site outside the region for disaster recovery aspects of that.
Commissioner Fritz.
Why did you choose Denver rather than Eastern Oregon?
We chose Denver because the firm we selected, Via West, with the location out in Hillsboro, that's their backup center they have in Denver. It's a complete replication of the existing center out there, so it'll be very familiar with our team to be on site. It'll look exactly the same as what we have out here.
Thank you.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions before we open this to testimony? Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Any public testimony? I've lost my esteemed clerk. There she is. Hey, Carla. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Sorry. This is a report, so we don't have a sign-up sheet set out.
Move to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
You Daly.
Well, thank you for the report, and I just want to thank Lori Levy and the whole POPS team who deserve credit for completing the upgrade to Amanda 6, whatever Amanda may or may not stand for. The next phase of the project will involve assembling, prioritizing, and budgeting for all requirements from all the bureaus that participate in the development review process. Lori and the POPS team will need to carefully consider all bureaus' needs. And my staff has asked bureaus to identify additional resource needs associated with the POPS project. We need bureau staff to work together to make this project successful. If we need to allocate additional resources to help make that happen, I think we should, and I'll be back to ask for that. Thanks again to Lori Levy and the POPS team, as well as the staff from PBOT, BES, Water, Fire, and Parks, who are participating in this process. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for your work, and especially the volunteers on the committee. It's really great. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for initiating this and keeping it going. Obviously, Jeff and Jen have staffed it for a long time, and we appreciate that. I do hope that Amanda is paying attention to details as much as I do, in fact, probably better. And thank you for telling me that it's not an acronym, because I'll stop looking to find out now.
Just really well-made.
Yeah, well, very nice. Thank you, and we'll look forward to your next report. Aye.
Fish.
Good report. Thank you for your work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank the committee. Thank you, Mr. Lynch, for serving as my representative on that committee. And thank you also, Mr. Mitchell, for your service as well. And it's good to see so many green lights on the report. Aye.
Wheeler?
My dad pointed out to me from time to time that I was not the brightest bulb. And he said, if you want to be successful, what you need to do is surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are, and then listen to them. The TOC membership definitely qualifies, and they spend a tremendous amount of time going through these very technical and important systems, and then they color code for people like me. And so I'm thrilled with the amount of time and energy that you put into these really important projects. As you know, when the projects work well, nobody hears about it. And for the most part, they don't know about it. It's sort of like your backbone. It's there. It's really important. If it's working, you don't think about it. But the minute it starts to hurt, it's all you can think about. I think it's fabulous to have you guys really watchdogging this stuff, coming in here, seeing all green. It makes me very, very happy. So thank you for a very uneventful presentation. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thank you all.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Since we're a little ahead of schedule on the other time certain,
we are.
And Annie Von Berg is here, could I ask that we take up 1189, so she can be she can do this and get out.
I see no disagreement with this. Please call 1189.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation to jointly conduct in-water sampling in the Willamette River downtown reach.
Commissioner Fish.
The purpose of this ordinance, Mayor and colleagues, is to authorize BES to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation to jointly conduct in-water sediment sampling near city and ODOT-owned outfalls, and they're specifically identified in the ordinance. Between 2008 and 2011, the DEQ and several other interested parties, including the city, conducted two phases of sediment investigation between Willamette River Miles 12 and 16, which is also the downtown reach. Excuse me, those investigations identified potential data gaps and areas of sediment contamination that led DEQ to conclude that more investigation is necessary to confirm that certain areas of the downtown reach will not pose a threat to human health or the environment. And DEQ has determined that additional sediment sampling for contaminants of interest in the downtown reach near ODOT-owned outfalls described in the ordinance and city-owned outfalls described in the ordinance will help fill some of those data gaps. The estimated total budget for this work is $220,000. The cost of the work would be evenly divided between the city and ODOT. Thus, the city's expected costs are in the neighborhood of $110,000. If the project costs exceed the estimated budget, ODOT and the city will amend the IGA to reflect the new budget and continue to share the costs evenly. Welcome, Annie. Did I leave anything out?
That's perfect.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I apologize. I was unprepared to actually present on this. I thought this was just a vote, so I'm here to answer any questions if there are any.
Pretty
Commissioner Fritz?
In plain language, what is between River Mile 12 and 16?
That's the downtown reach area, so it's just above the Portland Harbor Superfund. It's an area that's been identified to look for contaminants that may impact human and animal health.
So could you tell me which bridges it's between?
Yes, it's approximately between the Broadway Bridge and just the downstream of the Ross Island Bridge.
Oh, so?
It's a good stretch there.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And when would we get the results?
I'll check with our project staff. We should be sampling here in a few months, so hopefully by spring we should know. DEQ will be reporting on those results.
And do we need to be concerned about swimming in the Willamette in that area?
No, this is just to be looking at chemical contamination within the sediment. This it does not look at bacterial contamination, which is a primary concern for swimming.
But there could be chemical pollutants in the sediment?
That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
To see if there are. We're not sure if there are any.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions? Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item? Very good. Come on up. 3 minutes. Name for the record, please. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the concerns I have when we're talking sediment is that, as you know, when we have high water levels, which we had, a lot of times that sediment will move in different locations. So it might be in one location, and then it might move to another location. So again, on this type of testing, what I look at is that on the submersible land itself, I always look at that is the responsibility of the state. If you do a submersible land lease, you're going to be dealing with the state on that to have control out over the water. And I don't see anywhere in here where the state's going to fund anything. I mean, again, it's their per se sediment.
It's jointly funded, Lightning, by the state and the city.
Okay.
That's the ordinance before us.
Okay. I wanted to make that very clear from the...
Evenly split, including any overruns.
Okay. You have the Oregon Department of Transportation jointly, which would be the state, with the downtown reach. Now, my position here is that when you're talking the transportation department again, is that on the sediment itself, on the actual tests, is the public going to have access to that information? Will the public be able to review those tests? Now, Commissioner Fritz brought up a real good question here on the swimming possibilities in the river. Now, I work with the EPA very closely, even went to their offices and had conversations on the Superfund cleanup. And my position is that various people from the EPA said, I said, well, what do you think about me going out there and swimming in the river? What do you think after all these tests we have out in front of us and we're looking at all the samplings? And they kind of laughed at me and said, you don't want to swim in the river. I said, really? I said, so you're stating that to me, and other people are stating that feel free to swim in the river. Now, the point that Commissioner Fritz brought up is a really good point, is that when you're testing that sediment, and if that sediment is coming back and saying there's chemicals in there and different things in there, well, you would obviously think that that sediment leaches into the water, obviously, that could be a concern for the swimmer. So I would caution on you saying it's just okay to swim in there until you actually see these tests on a regular basis and understand we have a Superfund cleanup site. We have a site that is so toxic and contaminated that you don't even want to eat the fish. Now, I'm surprised you're not glowing right now, Mayor Wheeler. I'm surprised you're not glowing because you're taking some big chances there. And whether you agree with me or not, these tests are very important, and I hope that the public has access to them. And I'd like to review them and go from there. Thank you.
Thank you. And just for the record, I swim in the river. I don't eat the sediment at the bottom.
well, the water itself and the chemicals in the water, which leaches out of the sediment, can go into your skin.
We'll agree.
And trust me, as a RN over here, she could probably substantiate that.
Well, I probably have many other much less healthy habits. Than
okay,
that. But
thank you
for your testimony.
Mayor,
could you please call 1185?
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Just want to say for the record that as you know, the Willamette River is subject to lots of different tests.
I know. Okay.
And we have some publicly accessible databases that report on those test results. And Lightning, if you're interested, before Annie goes, she can give you the links to the utility websites that show that data. You raised an important question that we should be continue to be transparent with the data that we collect, and we are, but we'll give you the links so that you can do your own inquiry and make your own judgment about whether you want to swim with the mayor.
Very good.
So thank you.
Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you for the presentation and for getting this done. There is, of course, an additional potential equity impact of people who eat the fish that are in this particular reach. And so I think that that's of concern, especially for fish that stay there. We need to know, are they safe to eat? And if so, how much of it can one eat? Although that's still going to be challenging for people who may rely on the river to give them their food. So I'm glad we're getting this done. Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Annie. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Excellent work. Thanks, Commissioner. Thanks, Annie. Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Please